I'm Lachlan Rouston.
And this is Raph Friedman, and we are best known as hosts of the Mind Muscle Project podcast.
And you're listening to the top resource for personal trainers, fitness coaches, and gym owners, the In the Black Business Podcast. All right, Mind Muscle Project, welcome back to another episode of In the Black. Very likely at this point, you are listening to it on the In the Black podcast feed, not the Mind Muscle Project. If you're still somehow listening to this on the Mind Muscle Project, you need to gravitate across towards the In the Black business podcast feed, because you only get half an episode here. So we will cut out at some point. So to listen to the full episode, you need to go over and subscribe there and listen to the full episodes there. And also on those episodes, you won't get any ads. So not forever, but right now. So you just listen to the whole thing, no ads, on the In the Black podcast feed. So today we want to talk about why you need high paying clients. It's funny, we'll have a discussion before this. Sometimes because we've been in the premium client market for so long, we've forgotten that a lot of people are still chasing, you know, cheap memberships, cheap clients, which, you know, probably deserves a whole podcast as to why people go after them. Probably a lot of sales fear, probably lack of self-confidence. Maybe they think it's easier, but we're here to dispel that myth today. And also to define what a premium client is, I'm joined by my co-host, Raph, as always, and then Sean, our mentor, coach, and good friend. So I think let's start with the definition of a premium client, and then we'll dive into the three reasons why we need those clients. So Sean, do you want to kick us off and maybe give us your description of what you feel like is a premium client? And then I guess we'll fill in the missing pieces as to what we think is a premium client on our end.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would consider a premium client someone who is wants the best, is willing to pay for the best. Generally, they want some type of personalized experience or service in delivery and fitness services. And most cases, they're worth, you know, to a business anywhere from 500 to 1,000 to 2,000 or more per month, you know, per client relationship with the business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like anything less than that, less than $100 a week down to like $10 a week. I guess $100 a week could kind of be a premium client. That's a little bit under.
Maybe it depends where you are.
Yeah.
I think in the cheapest areas of Australia, it's probably on the higher end. But if you're in a capital city, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, another thing outside of what they pay as well is that they all kind of fit a similar psychographic, I should say, in terms of what you mentioned, Sean. They want the best. I think that's really important. Someone who's like, okay, I have decided now I don't want, you know, like a car just to get me from A to B. And if it breaks down every now and then, or if it pollutes the environment a bit more, if it looks like shit, I don't really care. They're now saying, I want to be environmentally friendly. I want it to drive really well. I want it to last well. I want it to look good. And now they're taking that same attitude and they're investing in their health and fitness. And they're saying, okay, I'm sick of the riffraff. I'm sick of getting injured. I'm sick of trainers that don't care, coaches that don't care, nutrition plans that don't work. And I want something that actually works and I'm willing to pay more for it. I feel like, yeah, a premium client also gets to that point after probably paying a little bit less. I don't get them every now and then, but most people's entry point into fitness is not 500 to 2,000 a month. It's usually they've gone through some pretty bad experiences at some point to realize, okay, I want a premium product now, premium service.
Yeah, and I think the industry has evolved as well, right? So if you look at where we've come from, depending on what age demographic client you serve, you know, if you look at the kind of the origins of personal training, a lot of it was in the 80s. You know, this kind of came out of a lot of, look at origins in the US, it was like Southern California, Gold's Gym. And, you know, this world of like, no one knew what there wasn't even the term personal trainer, right? We didn't even know what that was. And it grew, and that like personal training was the base of services in the fitness industry. And then in the 2000s, you know, we shifted towards this group training and CrossFit model, and everything went from private training to group training and high volume group training. And now the pendulum has really kind of swung back in the market. There's so much saturation at the high volume group game, and everybody's competing on price, and like the market's really sensitive, and it's kind of all the same thing. The opportunity is now swung back to the middle, where we take the best of, you know, high-end one-to-one experiences and personalization. We take some of the things we like about having a social component and, you know, some teammates who can give you another reason. You don't just get bored of you and your trainer every day. And that's in these kind of semi-private experiences, but really just whether it's semi-private or private, it's a personalized journey. It's not the templated one size fits all. Everybody gets the same thing experience. And I think the industry has grown up to be over the last, several decades to be, and the consumer has become more knowledgeable and aware, right? That that they know what's crap, and they know what it means to have a better experience, and just what's at risk, especially for most clients who have the income to afford a more personalized experience. They, as you said, they've been through a negative experience to where they've taken a layoff of training, they come back, they get injured, and then they're out for months, right? Because they didn't have good programming. Or they try to themselves, and even if they know what to do, they fall off because they got a lot of stuff falling on them with business and family and other kinds of things. So having someone to help guide them on this journey is worth a lot, because the difference it makes in your ultimate, your experience, your results, your quality of life, when you have your health and fitness dialed at a performance level, is there's nothing better, right? So, especially for you guys know, you work with high-end business clients every day. They value performance matters in life, and you got to have your health and fitness style to have performance and be a high performer in life.
Yeah. And I think why is it so important to everyone is that even if you don't charge a lot, everybody has these clients. So even in the past, like when we were charging way less, we actually had heaps of these clients. We just weren't charging them. I think pretty much anyone, even if you walk into a Crunch Fitness, it's like whatever it is, $12 a month, a good personal trainer walks in, they'll still walk out with 20 clients that want to pay $1,000 to them a month eventually.
For sure.
Because they're still in there, right? Because they go there. Everywhere. It's kind of weird. Like, I guess it's different to cars. They don't just drive any car and then one day decide to get a better car. With fitness, they seem to just walk into all sorts of services. But until somebody actually presents them, with the offer to do something better, you just don't even realize they're there.
Yes.
So I think best place to go now is get into these three reasons why you need high paying clients as a gym owner, as a personal trainer, really. And then starting with the first reason, I think they're all important. I'm looking at the three of them now, but I think really important for the future career growth, future business growth, is that they impact your gross margin. And the gross margin, as we've discussed in previous episodes before this, is the one that's really going to separate your business from staying where it is to long-term growth. And that's you make that difference there in the gross margin, which is, that core product and then, or that core service, and then what it costs you to put on that service. That's really where all the cash is, where it's going to be.
Mm. And I think what the biggest difference in my experience with this is that it allows you to just impress the client so much more. Our experience was that, we tripled our rates from the past, and now we can be like, oh, I'm going to book you in with this person for nutrition. We're going to get this person to do your programming. I'm going to give you clothes to wear. We're going to do this for you. We're going to give you that. And they're like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, yeah, because you just charge a lot more. You're paying for it, and we're taking home more at the end of it. But that's why it's just so much better. Whereas when we got the cheap clients, they were like, oh, can you guys also do this? And I'm like, oh, well, not really.
Well, the perfect example was more recently in the lockdown, right? The difference between the first lockdown Sydney went into and this most recent one is that we were charging double. We're charging double now. Ooh. We can't just... someone paying $140 a week, $150 a week, $300 a week. You can't give them Zoom.
No.
Zoom's not even an option anymore. There's no way we can do Zoom, So that's off the table. Whereas before, when you're charging someone, $70 a week, $80 a week, it's like, do I really want to train this person in a park? Are they really paying me enough?
Yeah, but didn't have the margin. I couldn't pay the coach to get down there to the park and train them. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. And so it gives you that gross margin increase. It gives you more options to deliver better services to improve your product long term.
Yeah. And I just want to call out what you guys just said, because for people listening at home, this is really incredible. You just said we were charging half of what we're charging now, a year ago, right? Like, I don't know where you are today. Just imagine your life if you were doing what you're doing, but you're charging double, because that's what's possible. And Raph and Lachlan, you guys are smart operators. You even know what you're doing, yet you still went through this massive experience this past year to double your rates, right? So people that say oh, it's not possible, I don't think it's possible for me, I don't think I can do that. The market is there. There are premium clients in everywhere. I don't care where you are, there's premium clients, but you're just not thinking about the right things, about what it takes to serve them, to deliver that type of value, to attract them and to sign them up. And we're going to talk about that today, but everybody can grow. Everybody can, even, no matter how long you've been in business or what you think you've got figured out, there's massive growth opportunity and price elasticity in the market.
Yeah. And just to be clear, that was Creature Fitness. That wasn't, people were like, oh, well, you just opened a premium gym. No, 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 that was at Creature Fitness and locker room that
now
we opened.
Now we don't even have a gym.
Yeah.
We're locked out. We're in the park.
Yeah, and we're charging the exact same rates. The exact same rates as we were in the park. And yeah, locker room, same thing. We're charging 3 or 4 times the amount as well. So,
and you just feel good about going to the work when you're getting paid, you know, double what you were. You know, it's like, let's go to the park. Yeah, great. Sweet. We're getting paid. Yeah. Clients love us. This is fun. Yeah. We got awesome clients, right? It's like every day is a good day.
And it's a good service. You know, they're all impressed by the service. Like, oh, this is awesome. A couple of you doing this for me. I'm like, yeah, well, this is what happens. You know, we start going down the right path.
Hmm. Small tweaks, big differences. Okay, so second point here is retention. So that, I guess this really speaks to the quality of client. I mean, I don't know if we're doing that much more for retention for the, I guess, return that you're getting in terms of just finding a better client. So a client that is themselves investing more, is more committed. It's not like with all this extra money, we're putting it all into retention systems. No, they go to other costs in the business.
Man, I think you need less retention systems.
Almost.
The difference is that you spend more time with them. Because the most valuable thing is like your time, right? So when they don't pay much, I'm like, oh, I can't give you much time. There's like 29 people in this class and you only get 2 a week. So you get like a full 45 seconds with them. So you have to call them all the time to keep them as members.
Yeah.
Whereas when they just pay more, you know, you can pay a coach to spend more time with them. Now you know their wife, you know their kids, you know their dog's name, you know everything like what about them, what coffee to order them after training. And then, of course, they don't leave.
And there's no resentment, right? There's no like, oh, you're taking so much of my time. You pay me $40
a
week.
No, you can't wait to see them.
Yeah. You're like, have as much time as you need.
Yeah.
Pay me so much money.
As soon as they have a problem, you talk about that week and you know, you move on. It doesn't like fester behind the scenes and then one day you cancel. So yeah, I think you need less retention work, but obviously retention goes up.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you add to that, Sean?
Just
nodding and smiling.
Well, it's just I repeat this all the time. I mean, honestly, even it can be not even different clients, the same clients. Like I think everybody can listen to. Everybody's trained someone for free, right? You've helped some friends, some mates, some family member for free. And it was a shit experience, right? Because like it just didn't work out. They didn't value. They don't listen. They drop off. You're pissed, you know, because you're giving your time. Nobody values it, right? Just bad for everybody. And yet that same exact person, you charge them more money. All of a sudden, they're a way better client. What changed? Did anything change from your side? No. What changed is their skin in the game, in the journey, and therefore they're going to show up more attentive, you know, more engaged, wanting to get that value of that experience. And then they do, right? Because when they're engaged, they're going to get better results. When they don't care and they're not engaged, they're not going to get any results. So it literally is just the way you set up the structure so that they can step into that. Everybody wins. It's basic psychology. And it's shocking because you're like, but I want to help people and I'm doing all the stuff and I'm discounting. And yet, yeah, it's getting worse, right? Your client experiences, engagement, and results are getting worse. Why? Fundamentally, this is a core issue around how you're telling the market to value you with what you're charging. You tell people you're shit if you say I'm worth $20 an hour. If you tell people you're $250 an hour, people think you're amazing. Now, are you that much better? Maybe, maybe not. But I guarantee no one wants the $20 an hour personal trainer.
Yeah, it's why when good trainers see, like really good strength and conditioning coaches, all research, data backed, like great suite of clients, probably never heard of them, but they get amazing results. They see a celebrity trainer that like does jumping lunges and like Bosu ball fucking, you know, battle ropes and shit.
Yes.
And they charge like $500 a session and they're like, they're like 4 times my rate and they're giving them shit training. It's like, well, this just proves you how much price elasticity exists in the market. And it's very, if not at all correlated, it's got almost nothing to do with the results you can get in some ways. It's kind of all about perception. It's not necessarily right then to go and charge 5 times your rate if you're actually not having some increase in value. But man, if you can get people a result, if you're good, if you're engaging, you know, you can charge a lot more than you think. And that's really what just takes that moment, that step up, that little bit of pain where you kind of let some clients go, have hard conversations, but ultimately for the better, get better clients, get these premium clients, and you'll get there. A really good example is about sort of price and perception is, so one of our clients, he owns like a sneaker store, an online sneaker store that, I don't know, they sell like millions of fucking sneakers a year. And the whole thing about the sneaker game right now is that a lot of shoes that are coming out are like exclusive, right? People are like way overpaying for shoes because there's like a limited run. So Nike brings out a shoe in a certain color, it's 500 made. You know, you can buy them off the shelf for 150, but online they're 700 or whatever. Anyway, so, but that's not every shoe. And you don't always know which shoe will hit in terms of how exclusive they are. And he told me this story about this particular shoe that Nike brought out that was pink. And he put it on the website and he was like, did his normal margin, which was, I think, like 100%. So it's like double what it cost at retail. He puts it on the website. He's got like 25, 30 pairs or whatever. And he's like, just pretty much all the pairs in Australia. And he couldn't sell any of them. He left it on there for months. He thought it was going to sell really well. Couldn't sell any of them. Anyway, so he doubled the price again because he's like, I haven't sold a single shoe. I don't really care. 24 hours later, he woke up, all sold out. Couldn't get another pair by doubling the price again. So it went from like 150 retail. He like put them up for like 250 and then he put them up for like 500 and then they were gone. So it's like, there is an element in people's head to like, I want to pay more. I want to pay more because I'm getting, you know, quote unquote, the best. So you have to play to that to some extent.
Yeah, I think in the mind of the consumer, that's absolutely true, especially when it comes to a service that affects your body image, your health, your well-being. You know, you don't want to mess around. Like you want to make sure you get this right because your health matters. And you can't afford, you know, the cost of getting it wrong is injury, you know, being out of work, you know, your career, if you're an athlete, right. Or a celebrity or actor, you know, whatever it might be. So you can't afford to get it wrong. Getting it right is huge. And then I think on the professional side, you know, yeah, I know amazing S&C coaches who have spent years in like, you know, training in the NFL and college universities, and they're absolutely like struggling to make to pay a bill, you know, because they're just, they don't have the right, you know, first off, that's just a brutal world of like professional strength coach stuff in sports. And second is they just don't have the right mindset around how to position themselves, how to package, how to price. I mean, all the stuff that you just need fundamentals, you know, that, you know, that we teach to be successful. And you learn the fundamentals, you apply them. Oh gosh, it transforms your life as a professional. And then you're going to be set up just to attract great clients that are a joy to work with, right? They're more fun, they're easier. It's the right way to do this business.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's really the third point is quality of life. You know, it's everyone's had the experience where you look at your schedule through the day and like you've got 10 clients back to back and 9 out of 10, you'd rather punch yourself in the face than have to spend 30, 40 minutes talking to this person. But there's that one person in there who you're like, fuck, this person's awesome. They make my day. Very likely that's like your premium client, right? That's probably that person that maybe they're not paying as much, but they be the first person to pay more. You know, they're always committed. They always do the work. They're showing up. They don't miss bills. They trust you. They're invested. That's very tangible day-to-day quality of life. That 1 hour that you get or that slot that you get where it's like, it feels easy, right? It's better. You enjoy talking to that person. You're excited to be there. Well, with premium clients, it's reversed. You know, it's 9 out of 10, you know? I'm not going to say it's perfect every client. I think that's unrealistic, but 90 to 95% of your clients, every single one of them you see, you're like, fuck, my day is awesome. So good. Okay. I get to hang out with these people. You get so much from it. Just, you know, just being there and talking to this person. Maybe you get referrals, right? They refer more. Maybe you get, you know, better reviews from them. Maybe you get a networking opportunity. Maybe, you know, like it happened for us, maybe you might get some investment for something you want to do in the future, right? You get more resources. So like the quality to your life is infinite. And you always said, Raph, like in a service-based business, the quality of your clients is the quality of your life. And I think it's so true.
I love that. I think, yeah, that's so important. And in our industry, you know, nothing opens up more doors than the work we do. I mean, you're getting to work with people of all walks of life, right? Different types of professionals and business owners and sports and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it opens up so many doors, you know, and it's fun when you're that network opens up to you, you know, and it's one of the most amazing things about the industry is we get to access and work with everybody. And you know, we become such a trusted advisor in the relationship we have, you know, literally you think, what are we doing? We're like teaching them, you know, how to do a squat and get their exercise done. And they open up their whole world to us, right? And their business contacts and their families and relationships. And, you know, you have doors that are open, you know, the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know, is 100% true in advancing so many things in life. When you work with premium clients as a professional in this industry, amazing doors are open that you could never open in the world. So, you know, that creates all kinds of opportunity for you and your life and as a result.
Yeah.
I think that's the experience as well. Is when you're actually in it, man, you can sign up somebody for $100 and they will go through every single thing. Like, man, this is the biggest investment I've made in a long time. Like, this is, you know, what are you going to do if I go on holidays? What happens if I get sick? What if I get injured? And it's like all this stuff for $100. And then, you know, we've signed up clients for $10,000 and they're like, oh, just shoot over the invoice. We'll sort it out tomorrow. Can't wait to get started. That's it. I'm like, any other questions? No, but all good. I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
Because they're just like totally different type of person that you're dealing with. Yes. And the $100 person is like texting me all through the night. Like, I'm just not sure if this was the right decision. What's happening? It is like the difference to you, it's definitely not like you charge 10 times more, you get 10 times the problems. It's like divided somehow. You divide the problems by 10, which is just not what you'd expect when you get into it. They're hard to find the clients, but once you get them, they are so much better.
Well, and I'd say the hard part is not hard to find them. I think a lot of it's just changing your mindset and how you think about yourself and the business and engage them, because they're there, right? It's not like they just magically appeared. They were already there. You just like, your brain wasn't switched on to the whole thing. And, you know, you were frankly repelling, you know, the clients because of your repellent. just terrible mindset, right? Terrible positioning and just like the way that you're the problem. Ultimately, that's what in most cases is you are the problem and we have to, you know, fix that. We have to fix you from getting out of your own way to grow in this industry.
I think also they just put more value on, in some ways, like a premium client will put more value, like bigger value on smaller things in some ways. So an example is for like less paying clients that we've had in the future, we get them a really good result. So maybe they put on 5 kilos of muscle, you know, maybe they understand nutrition better. Maybe they, you know, they feel more confident about themselves, pretty normal results. You do the same thing for a premium client, they value it way more. You know, they're like, wow, you really transformed my life. I'm so appreciative of it. You put so much effort in. Really, in some ways, it's kind of the same effort. But I guess just because the price tag was bigger, that just means the work that you did was just, in their head, worth more money. You know, in some ways, the other person was like, okay, well, like you kept the gym open. That's like half my membership. You got some good equipment. That's like the next quarter of my membership. So yeah, I guess the value you gave me was like $15 a week. Whereas the other person, you know, they're valuing things differently. And like, maybe they're coming in, they just really want the result. So the money they're putting towards it in their head is like, fuck, you did the same thing. But to them, it was just really worth it. You know, maybe they value their time, value their money differently. So you're doing essentially the same work, but the client is more appreciative of it in some ways, which is just really from changing the price tag in some sense.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, right? As a service provider, you want people to value the work you do. You want people to respect you and appreciate you and, you know, and have a great journey. Oftentimes, you know, we're setting that up to either win or lose by how we're structuring our businesses and how we're engaging in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we know we need high paying clients, gross margin, super important, retention, they're more committed, and then the quality of life. So now we know we need them. How do we go about getting them? That's obviously the fundamentals. We need a system and an approach to getting them. And it's, you know, it was the same system that we were using in the gyms. And it's the same system we've been using the last 8 weeks or whatever in the parks. And it still works. Right? It doesn't change. Just because we don't have four walls and a roof doesn't mean that we can't still apply the same process. And I guess there is in some ways a temptation to do that. It's like, oh, well, we're not really in the gym. It's not really a real thing. Like, we won't follow the process. Like, nah, we charge the same phone calls, same scripts, same processes, same result. And that's why we signed up 24 clients in August in a lockdown. So
amazing.
What we're actually going to go through is really briefly, Sean, you put on a event, I think, was it last lockdown, maybe a year ago, that went absolutely nuts for MPE. It had insane attendance. You guys are doing it again, which is awesome. It's a 5-day free online, it's kind of like a workshop, I would say, like an online workshop. And it's all about attracting premium clients. So it's the premium clients challenge. So in 5 days, you're going to learn to attract premium clients who pay $500, so like the lowest end of a Creature membership, up to $2,000 a month, the highest end of a Locker Room membership, which kind of fits perfectly, which is why we know all about it. And we've charged a lot less than that in the past. So we can say it's probably the best thing you'll ever do. And you only need to take two or three things out of this to like really improve your business a lot. So Sean, maybe take us through a little kind of overview of what people will go through in those 5 days and even kind of what it was like last time when people went through it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're very excited about this. This is something, as you said, we did before. We had incredible rave reviews and attendance, and it was just awesome. People are still talking about it, and we're excited to bring it back again. We're doing it September 13th through 17th. So, it's a global event. We have it 2 times a day. So wherever you are in the world, you can attend. Definitely come learn more, register, check it out. You'll find a link, I'm sure, on the MindMuscleProject/NPE site for the you're learning more and registering for the challenge. But we feel, especially right now, this is really important. You know, so many people have consumers, you know, have gone backwards during the last 18 months in their mental health, their physical health. And this is time when you can make a really big difference as a fitness professional or as a studio gym owner in transforming people's quality of life and setting this up to win. This is the way to do it when you kind of restructure your business to serve higher end clients and get higher end clients. So, we'll be delivering this training live for, 5 days for free. There's a workbook, there's swipe files, there's all kinds of stuff you get, when you come register and check it out. We'll be walking step-by-step through the big things that make that happen. Number one, it's going to talk about your six-figure strategy. So we'll be walking through what is the strategy, what does it actually look like to have a business that generates 6+ figures of income for you. And it's super simple, but it's critical. You've got to be really clear on that, on your strategy. So many people just kind of start doing random tactics in business and they're not clear on exactly where they're going and the strategy of how to get there. And so we want to set that up for success first when it comes to building a business around this type, a specific type of customer for a specific type of product or service offering. And then number two, we're going to get really clear on your purpose, why this matters and why this matters to you now. Everybody, if you're in this industry, you're in it for a reason. There's lots of things you could be doing in life. And why did you become a fitness professional? Who do you want to serve? Why do you care about serving them? How does the work you do make a difference in their life? You got to get that really clear in your head. And that's one of the first steps is, as we've talked about, to really kind of tuning in to the world that's already around you right now, but you're not switched on to. We're going to help you do that and get clear of who are the premium clients that might even be, you might even have a few in your client base now, but you're just not speaking to them or thinking about them or designing your business to serve them best.
Very likely.
And then we'll get into really structuring your offer. What does your premium offer look like? Most people are not packaging and pricing their services for success. That's really misrepresenting the value that you can give to the market. I think this is where a lot of people get it wrong with, especially the past, few years. There's just overwhelming amount of these low barrier offers, discount, free trials, all kinds of stuff. Like people just keep going cheaper, 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 and they keep attracting, worse and worse clients. And worse and worse, I mean like that won't pay and just leave and cause you a lot of headaches, right? So we're going to talk about how to structure your offer for success and position and package for success. And then we'll get into in day four, your sales process. There are 7 steps we teach. This is where you get to really be a powerful leader in leading. It's all about the client. It's not about you, and leading people to commit to their health and fitness goals, their journey with what they want to accomplish. And, this not only is the key to helping them, commit to their goals and to sign up your program, but to join the program and working with you and begin their journey in a way that they are just off to the races, and smashing it out of the gate, which is so powerful. We've all had clients who signed up and they're like, I'll try it, see how it goes, and whinging and not really bought in. And, it's tough, right? Versus client who's just like ready to go, they're early, warmed up, just ready to listen to anything you give them and take it and run with it, and super bought in and committed. So we're going to help you set that up for success and explain what that process looks like. We've been teaching this process for 15 years now, so we've got it very dialed, and excited to share that with people who have heard it, or even what we've expanded on it in the past couple of years with people selling in virtual environments as well. And then lastly, we're going to get into marketing. What are the marketing? We're going to go through the top three marketing campaigns and strategies you need to find and sign up those clients. A lot of people overcomplicate this stuff with marketing. You know, they think it's they've got to go master some digital advertising game, and Facebook ads is where it's at. And, you know, a lot of things that they think are going to be successful. And the reality is they're just, you know, they're just not doing the right marketing strategies to bring in the right leads and prospects to be effective. So we'll break that down. We're going to share case studies. We're going to share examples. You're going to hear from top fit pros and studio gym owners around the world that are applying this in every market with every niche in the US and Canada and the UK and Australia and more. And yeah, we're excited to get into it. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah. Awesome.
Man, I liked what you said there. I think it was on day two, but like the price of paying us more. I think that if more gym owners, if you could work out like how much every month you don't make because you didn't charge properly in there, it's like, it's a lot of money and it adds up every single month.
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the sales process as well, how during that process, you like really focus the client and make sure that they're committed and they're like coming in, because like how you really start that relationship in the sale is kind of really how you set their expectations up and behavior in that, like really in that first 30 days as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how much you can just change the way you're showing up, and that changes how everybody, you know, grows and succeeds in working with you. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. You know, if you want to be a good coach, it's about learning how to be a more powerful leader, because that's essentially the real value that we provide. Look, anyone can teach someone how to do a squat. You know, it's nothing special about that. It's important, but there's a lot of people that can teach how to do a squat. But learning how to be a powerful leader and leading people to commit, become, you know, the best version of themselves and really make that commitment, they're going to change their life and transform their life. That's where the magic happens. And we're going to teach you how to do that, exactly what that looks like and what that gives you a process to follow to make that happen.
Yeah, nice. So again, guys, you can always find that, or you can find that offer right now at themymuscleproject.com/NPE is where you can get that. It's free to register. So head to the link there and yeah, sign up. Pretty straightforward, pretty easy. As always, Sean, we appreciate your time on the episode. And yeah, for anyone who's listening to this part, has moved over to the In the Black podcast feed, because you wouldn't be hearing this on the My Muscle Project feed. So thanks for subscribing and moving across. And again, thank you, Sean and MPE, for all the support that you guys give us. Everything that you described there, we've done and been doing for a while. So we're well across it, and we can say, like we did at the start of the podcast, it's well worth it, and it's brought us a long way to where we are today. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you all next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.